and just begin to give God a praise. Come on now, begin to give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah, give him praise. Hallelujah, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word shall go forth and it shall penetrate the atmosphere. Ooh, it shall activate the atmosphere. It shall open up the floodgate of the power of all. Come on now. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. The power of all. Come on now. Woo, my God. He shot. Woo, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we have opened up the floodgate of the power of all. The power, the dunamis, your ability, high glory, of all, of all, of all. Come on now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, whoo, my God, that you are no respecter of person. But Father, as we release our faith, Father, you said without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, consistently seek him. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We run, we seek, we chase after you. Your word, your purpose, high glory, your wisdom, your understanding. Father, we thank you, Lord God, high glory, that we walk in the mind of Christ, the mind of God. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, no weapon formed against us will ever win or prosper. Father, we declare and decree that we are walking in divine health, spirit, soul, body, and financial. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, that this word is falling, is being planted into the good ground of our heart. And Father, you said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We think, high glory, and we keep our mind and we meditate on the word in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now. Hey, come on. Someone type in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. Father, we just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Yes, we will keep you up in prayer, Myra. Hey, glory, we will keep you up in prayer. And Father, right now, we just pray right now for Myra Slim. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even though she's going into the doctor's office, into the operating room, Father, you will be operating through the hands of the doctor. Father, your peace, your joy covers her. Father, and I thank you, Lord God, it won't take as long as they thought. Glory, and she'll have a speedy recovery. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that above all things, you said you wish that we would prosper and be in health. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that Myra shall be in health, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is watching the broadcast, that will watch the replay. Father, I thank you that they will receive this word and it will be planted into the good ground of their heart, oh God. And Father, I declare and decree that they'll never be the same. Father, I thank you that this word shall activate healing, salvation, and deliverance in Jesus' name. This word shall activate debt cancellation. Woo, it shall activate, woo, my God, wealth and abundance. Ha, glory. Father, you said that it is you that gives us the power to get wealth, to establish your covenant. Father, your covenant says that we should be wealthy, spirit, soul, body, as well as financially. Father, I thank you that this word will activate the power of debt cancellation. Woo, debt freedom. Come on now. Woo, freedom from debt. You're going to destroy the yokes and loose the burdens of debt in Jesus' mighty name. Father, those that are, Father, those that are without jobs, I declare and decree, I just heard a word saying that, ha, glory, woo, it's, the job market has opened up for you today. Your phone will begin to ring, ha, glory, with not just one offer, but many offers. And you'll seek God for the wisdom for which one, ha, glory, that you should bring your spirit to. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type in Jesus' name. Come on out. Hallelujah. Well, listen, we have been on this journey, amen, of getting the understanding. Well, first of all, let's just go here. Go to Proverbs chapter. Let's see where we at. Proverbs chapter 4. Okay, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Because I want you to see this in the Word. So that way, this is why the Bible says meditate. Isaiah said, meditate on my word day and night, and you will, and whithersoever you go, as you will prosper and have good success. So Proverbs chapter 4, look at verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. High glory. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. With all of your getting, get understanding. With all of your getting, get understanding. Someone type it right now. Thank you for understanding. It is so. Come on, type that right now. Thank you for understanding. It is so. Come on now. We are continuing on with the power of all. We're going to be in Acts chapter 2. The power of all, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Come on, get your Bibles. Amen and amen. Let's go here. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Look at what it says. Acts chapter 2. And when the day
of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all in one accord in one place. They were all in one accord in one. I got to keep on saying it until it gets down in your spirit. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Let's take a look at this phrase. And I'm probably going to have to add this to my notes here. But was fully come is the sumpleru of God, which means to fill entirely, to be fulfilled, or to be filled, to be fulfilled of time, and to fill completely. Okay. So when the day of Pentecost was fulfilled completely, they were all with one accord in one place. Let's take a look at this word all. It's the hapas of God, which means they were all together and they were the whole. Come on now, someone type, I'm whole. I'm whole. Come on, type it right now. I'm whole. It is so. Come on now. Woo, come on now. You better get this. I'm whole. It is so. Come on now. I'm whole. It is so. Come on now. Get this. So now, they were all together whole with one accord. Now, let's take a look at this. With one accord, that's the homothermidon, or the homothermidon of God, which means in one accord, with one passion, with one mind. Oh, my God. Woo. So they were all together in one place. Glory. With one mind, in one place, with one mind. They were together with one mind. They were together with one passion. They were together with one purpose. Woo, my God. And suddenly, now, here's where we, okay, here's where it gets powerful. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. And suddenly, woo, suddenly. Okay, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all. Come on now. This word all right here is the holos of God, which means completely and whole. Oh, my God. And it filled completely how the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. So the ones that were in one accord, with one passion, with one mind, in the same purpose, they were filled completely, spirit, soul, body, as well as financially. Why? Because they were in one accord, in one place, in one passion, or in one mind with God. See, when you get in one, when you get in total alignment with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, when you get in alignment with his purpose, you activate the power, you open up the portal of heaven in the earth. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. You open the portal of heaven in the earth. You open the portal of heaven in the earth. You open. See, I got to keep on saying it. Woo, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Now, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Understand this today. The Father wants to fill you completely. He wants everything in your life to be filled and complete. Oh, my God. But you must get into agreement and alignment with the mind of God, with the word of God, with the word. In the beginning was the word. See, when you keep, you see, Isaiah says, I will keep them in perfect peace, wholeness, shalom. So this power of all is the power of shalom, peace. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See, I'm trying to get it to you. When you understand this, you were this power of all, which is all the way through the Bible, all the way through the Old and New Testament, the power of all, the power of being in agreement and alignment, high glory, allowing your mind, your soul, your subconscious to be in total agreement and alignment with God. This is what the Father wants us to get an understanding of, that when you allow your mind to be in one accord with one passion, in one purpose with God, there is nothing with God, all things are possible. Oh, my God. Hey, Kisha, the power of all. The Father wants to release into your life the power of all. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, I'll type it right now. See, I want you to get this today. When you begin to allow the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that it's the Spirit of truth that will lead you and guide you into all truth. God, there's nothing that the Father has or that the Father is that he doesn't want to share with you. But you must get into alignment with him. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get something to you. The Father wants you to get your mind in alignment with his, so that way it's just released and opened up unto you. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you. Hey, glory. We got to stop right here. Father, I thank you right now. Well, ha, glory. Father, we repent for any areas in our spirit, soul, body, finances that was not in total agreement and alignment with you, your word, and the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We take a blood bath this morning. Father, cover us with your blood, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, your word says, ha, glory. That with God, all things are possible. Father, I declare and decree that I speak the power of all into their spirit, soul, and body, and finances. Father, I speak the power of all, the power of the God within them. Father, I speak that the power of all destroy any areas of debt, lack, and poverty, any areas of insufficiency, any areas of not enough. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I receive what I pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you right now, even as I pray over them, Lord God. That the power of all, is activated and released in their life. Father, I thank you for business, oh my gosh, business wealth. Father, business understanding, business comprehension. Father, I thank you that they have the mind for the business, the Father's business. Jesus said, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Father, because it's the business that you ordained and our glory and aligned with, Father, I thank you that their businesses, our glory, are activated into the power of all. Their ministries are activated in the power of all. Woo, my God, their households, woo, their employment, wherever, how glory, every connection to them is connected to you in the power of all. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen. Now listen, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Listen, your soul prosperity is what God is talking about right now. He wants you to be in alignment. He wants you to allow the healing power of the power of all to begin to transform your mind. Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Father, I thank you that our minds are renewed. And Father, this your kingdom, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Father, your kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree, as they sow seed today, you are activating the power of all in every area of their life. Father, seed time and harvest, the planting of seed and the reaping of the harvest. Father, I declare and decree, as they sow seed today, whether in the ministry of Restored Ministries International. You can use the QR code right there. And you can sow your seed. Do the 8888 or the 18888. You can do the 2024 seed of $224. There are those who are listening right now. You know that the Lord has given you the ability to sow the 2024. He says, those that sow bountifully will also reap bountifully. Sow the seed. Allow God to take you to another financial level. Ha, glory. Use the Zelle. Restored MININTL at Gmail. Now, for those of you who want the prophet's reward, you can get that by sowing directly into the life of the priest and prophet. Amen. Oh, come on. Now, Ezekiel 44 says, when you sow your first fruit of your teruma into the priest's hand, then the priest may cause the blessing to rest in your house. See, right now, when you sow seed directly into my Cash App, now you're activating the mouth of the prophet. You're activating the blessing of the Lord to make you rich and add no sorrow. You're activating, oh my God, the power of all in your financial area. Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen. Get your seed in the ground. Father, I declare and decree 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that they'll never be the same. Oh my God. spirit, soul, and body. Father, as they sow, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, your word that says, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I declare, Deuteronomy chapter 1, that you would make them 1,000 times greater every day. Father, I declare and decree that as they obey your voice to sow the seed now, Father, the power of all, just like it was in the upper room, just like it was on the day of Pentecost, just like it was, oh God, it's happening to them right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Listen, don't let the enemy deceive you from reaping your inheritance. You activate your inheritance by releasing the seed into the hand of God. Listen, when you sow the seed, listen, the seed leaves your hand, but never leaves your life. Okay, so understand that. Sow the seed and watch what God does on your behalf. I want to thank you for joining today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.